Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Zoo, this is Scott. How can I help you today?
I would like to lodge a complaint. That's how you can help me.
Okay, sir.
You said your name was Scott?
Yes, it is.
Scott,
your name,
I'm
sir?
Very upset. My name is Pete Eakins.
Okay, Pete.
And I'm very upset.
Okay, what's the problem, Pete?
Well, I would, first of all, like the employee's name, who is the llama at your zoo.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Whoever it is that is the llama at your zoo spat on me when I was there yesterday.
Okay, Pete. So are you saying an actual llama spat on you, or are you insinuating that one of our employees spat on you?
Whoever the employee is that plays the llama spat on me.
Okay, Pete, that is an actual llama, Pete. That is not somebody dressed up as a llama. That is an actual llama at our zoo.
You're telling me that the llama at the zoo is an animal?
Yes, Pete.
I'm very confused, sir.
Okay, I don't know why you're confused, Pete. It's very, very simple. An actual llama spit on you. A
no,
living,
it didn't.
Breathing
no,
llama.
It didn't. I think it had a name tag.
It did not have a name tag. None of our
is
animals.
Is there a llama at your establishment named Charles?
No. If you have given the llama a name, I can't help that, but none of our llamas have name tags.
Hang on a second, Scott, because this is all new information for me.
I don't know why this is so tough for you, Pete.
I'm just a little mind blown right now that every zoo I've been to, I thought there were people in costumes.
Okay, that is just not true, Pete. That has never happened in the history of mankind. I don't mean to sound flippant here, Pete, but no zoo on earth has ever had a person dressed up as an animal.
So you're telling me when I was there yesterday at your zoo?
When you were there yesterday, it was a real llama that spit on you.
So you're also telling me that I made out with an actual capybara?
Okay, you did what, Pete?
Well, I thought that it was people in costumes, and one of the capybaras was getting a little nosy with me, and I thought, why not? So, but now I'm kind of like worried. Should I not have made out
well,
with
you? Should be worried, Pete. Okay, I don't know what you're trying to do here, Pete, and I don't know what point you're trying to make. Okay, if you
it kissed just like a human, just like my ex-wife.
All right, Pete, you know what I'm doing? Since you called in, we have your phone number. And I'm writing your name and your phone number down. And since you touched the animals, you are no longer allowed in the zoo.
I didn't
okay?
touch the animals. I
you
made
kissed,
out with a capybara.
You're telling me you kissed an animal.
Yes.
And that is totally inappropriate. So, Pete, you are now no longer allowed at the zoo.
I thought it was a person in a capybara costume trying to kiss me. Okay? Not
okay.
My fault.
That is not true. Pete, I'm going to have to hang up with you. I have other calls I have to get to. And this is, Pete, this is utterly ridiculous. You're being utterly ridiculous right now, okay?
Speaking of udders, I thought it was a costume on the cows.
We do not have cows at the zoo, Pete.
Well, good. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your coworker Chris set you up.
Wait, hold on. We're on the radio now?
Yes, it's a joke. He said that you guys get a lot of weird phone calls and wanted me to mess with you.
We do get a lot of weird phone calls, and by far, this was the weirdest I ever had to deal with.
Except you got to admit,
thank God it wasn't real.
Capybaras do look like they might kiss pretty good.
I wouldn't know that.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.